Well, I do believe some of the pro-government party, want to use the lack of quorum to adjourn the meeting suddenly so that the vote cannot be taken. So they try to use dirty tactics. A huge amount of councillors, more than 13 of them, walk out at the very last minute, just before voting. If three or four more councillors walk out with them, there will not be sufficient councillor to be there to form a quorum. So that by lacking quorum, lacking sufficient councillor to be there, the voting will not take place and the vote will be deferred to next week. But this type of dirty tactics didn't work. Well, People Power advocates civil disobedience in the future. If we can organize a major strike, major boycott to paralyze the economy, to force the Chinese government, to allow Hong Kong people have their own genuine democratic system. I don't believe by using common sense dialogue, by using the traditional approach, we can do anything. I do believe it is about time people in Hong Kong, to be waking up, and should consider to use all kind of ways and means, including civil disobedience action, including boycott and strike. To put more pressure on the Chinese government.